Hello, beloved one. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Wamba here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Well, today is the 1st of August, September 2022. I'm here in America, in Dallas, Texas, the United States. You know, it's very early in the morning, but I wanted to share with you my condolences. I received a very disturbing news of the passing of my brother-in-law, Lieutenant General Nobi Simbeye, who was a Zambia Army commander in Zambia. I'd known General Simbeye for many years, the whole family. Shadrach, his young brother, who was my very good friend, Shadrach Simbeye. Annie Nambeye, who is a sister to Reverend Mrs. Mwamba, who was my wife there in Zambia. And Ethel, the sister, also in Kitwe. Mrs. Pilula, married to the former general manager of the Nkana Division, Mr. Pilula. I was so touched, even as I remembered Regina, married to Neil, I believe, from the UK. They live in South Africa. Also, my dear condolences to my children from our marriage with Esther Nambeye in Zambia, Chileshe Machuta, married to Mr. Machuta. Chileshe Kasinsa, married to Mr. Kasinsa. Then Chimba Machuta, married to Mr. Machuta. Then also, my dear condolences to Annie Nambeye, who was is a sister to my Zambian Reverend Mrs. Mwamba, my wife there. And then condolences to Shadrach Simbeye, who is the brother, older brother of Reverend Mrs. Mwamba. Then I have all the nieces there. Lolani Nambeye, and then we have a number of family in Zambia. It was with great shock that I learned of the passing of this legend, who was a mighty army soldier. According to the write-up in the newspaper, he averted a military coup that was to take place in Zambia, I think in 1992 or so. Commanders, you know, the army renegade soldiers, Mr. Solo, whatever who he called his name, wanted to capture Mr. Simbeye to go and announce at mass media that they were taking over as soldiers in Zambia. But it all failed, the coup failed. And so it was with great mastery that General Simbeye escaped. Solo wanted to take over military rule, have a military rule in Zambia, Captain Solo. I've known Mr. Simbeye for many years, General Simbeye, a very calm, quiet man, a very compassionate man, a loving man. I remember on our wedding day, he provided a Mercedes-Benz that came to Ravens where we had the reception in Nkana East when I worked for Power Division. That was on our wedding day on September 16th, 1982. It has been an evolving life with Mrs. Pilula being the firstborn, Mr. General Nobisi Mbeya, secondborn, then Annie Nambeya, thirdborn. Annie Regina, Neil, married to Neil, the Scottish man, thirdborn. Then Annie Nambeya, fourthborn. Then Kim Shadrick Simbeye, fifthborn, I believe, then Esther Nambeye, and then Ethel Nambeye. The father-in-law by then, Mr. Simbeye, was a preacher, very dedicated to the work of God. He left the children with a rightful inheritance of Christian values. At that time, my wife grew up in a Christian home. When we got married, we raised up the children in the fear of God. God moved me to the United States, but in the meantime, the children and their mother, Mrs. Mwamba, have done a tremendous work with my son-in-laws there in Zambia, Emmanuel Kasinsa, Master Machuta, and them. They've done a tremendous work in building the work of God there in Zambia. My prayers always are sent to them, praying that the Lord will grant them the portion of blessings that they need. The Bible says that life is like a vapor which appears for a short while and is gone. And then we hear in the Word of God again, the Bible says life is like a shadow. It appears for a while, and after that, it is gone. So that's how we leave this earth. But I know General Simbeye had the Christian values, like I said, from the family. But I would like to read from the book of 1 Corinthians and chapter 15 for us to hear what the Lord says about going into glory, about passing on. Hear the word of the Lord. The Bible says there in 1 Corinthians and chapter number 15, I'll start reading from verse number 1 from my Bible, which is the National New King James Version of the Bible. Listen to the word of the Lord. Here Paul writes, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain." He says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again from the the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was for me, with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you are saved. Now, verse number 12. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up. In fact, the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have died or fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all of all men the most miserable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his commanding, at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is expected. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you, which have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of men I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? We see that in Ezekiel 37 verse 3 also. Verse 36 of 1 Corinthians 15. Foolish one. What you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another flesh of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam
became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. We see that also in Philippians 3, verse 20. Verse 49 of 1 Corinthians 15. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Verse 52, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And the last trumpet, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Matthew, we can see that in Matthew 24, verse 31. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible has put on incorruption, and the mortal has put on immortality, they shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O heads, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of wisdom. It's a long scripture, my friends. But the point I want to make here from this scripture, it's saying it very elaborately or clearly that corruption cannot put on incorruption. What does it mean? Corruption simply means our mortal bodies. What does it mean, mortal bodies? Bodies that die. These mortal bodies, bodies that are here on this terrestrial reign. Terrestrial means the life here on earth. Celestial means the life of the heavenly, of the angels. That's celestial. And so Paul is saying, incorruption, corruption cannot put on incorruption. So we have to go through a transition to glory. Every one of us alive on this planet, if the Lord Jesus tarries, we have to go through the gate of death to get into heaven. My dear brother-in-law, General Simbeye, was a former commander of the Zambia Army, has gone into glory. His father was my father-in-law, Reverend Simbeye. He's already in heaven. His mother was my mother-in-law, Miss Simbeye. She's in heaven. He has just gone to join another family up there in heaven. He walked the path of integrity. He walked the path as a child of God. He is in glory. For us to get to heaven, my friend, we have to pass through a transition. And that transition is death or the rapture, when we shall be caught up alive, when Jesus comes to get us to go home. As he comes in the air, we shall be raptured or taken up from the earth and join the Lord and shall be with the Lord Jesus forever. The Apostle Paul says this corruption cannot put on incorruption. He says, just as a seed is sown to the ground, you say, how do the dead rise? He says, just as a seed is sown to the ground, you plant a corn seed, what do you get? Corn. You plant beans, what do you get? Beans. You plant apples, what do you get? Apples. All he's saying is that just like in the natural, we plant a seed into the ground, even in the spiritual realms as pertains to our eternal life and eternity, our bodies must be planted into death. They must face corruption.
They are put in the grave, 6 feet deep. They decompose. They lose all the structure, the facial image of the person we knew. But as pertains to God, no elements are lost, my friend. No matter what ants eat you, no matter what happens to your makeup, biological makeup, no matter what happens to your body as it decomposes, on that day when the trumpet sounds, you shall be risen. If you miss the rapture, you shall rise before the white throne judgment of God, and you'll be judged according to the books, and especially the main book, the book of life. If your name is not written in the book of life, the Bible said, you'll be cast into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So in actual fact, when a person dies today who is a Christian, they go into the bosom of the Lord. That bosom of the Lord used to be the bosom of Abraham. That was paradise. It was in the heart of the earth. Abraham, when he died, he went into the bosom of paradise. You remember the rich man dies? And this slave guy, Lazarus, who ate the crumbs that fell from his table? The Bible tells us when Lazarus died, he went to paradise in the bosom of Abraham. You see, paradise was the dwelling place of the righteous. And it was positioned or stationed in the heart of this planet, Earth. Anybody from the time of Adam to the time of Jesus, when they died, they went to paradise, awaiting the day of redemption when they'll be transferred from paradise in the heart of the earth to go to heaven. And so the Bible tells us, dies the rich guy from whom the table crumbs this Lazarus ate, also died. The Bible said he descended into hell. And there he could see Lazarus on the other side, in actual fact. But the Bible tells us that Dives begged Abraham. He said, Father Abraham, could you please call somebody to give me a drop of water because I'm burning in this furnace. But, you know, Abraham said, there is a chasm, or a big division, a divide between hell and paradise. Those who are in hell where you are, Mr. Dives, cannot cross over to come to paradise in the bliss, in the peace, in the presence of God. Once you make a decision on the earth whether to follow the devil or Jesus, that decision cannot be changed once you die. That's a final decision. It pegs your destiny and seals your final destiny. So Dives said, oh, Father Abraham, can somebody from the dead go up or back to earth where I was? I have 3 brothers. Let whosoever goes back preach to them so they don't come into this torment where I am. But Abraham said to him, they have the prophets right now on earth preaching the word of God. They have men of God announcing the peace of God, the salvation of God. He says, if they can't listen to those who are preaching to them on earth, neither if a person from the dead go up there and preach to them, are they going to believe? And he said, you know, they have those preachers and they must listen to what these preachers say. And when they are driven by the Holy Ghost to repent, they must repent. So we are here on earth, my friend, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Once you die, that's it. But you know, my brother-in-law, Commander General Simbeye, the father, like I said, was a reverend minister with the United Church of Zambia, committed to the work of God. All their children were church people. I believe General Simbeye is in heaven. I believe that he's in the bosom of Abraham. I believe that he's with the parents right now, rejoicing. But the decision remains with you and me, my brother. Have you made a decision to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? I was born on 7th August 1977, many years ago, and I've not let Jesus go. and I will never let him go until I get to glory. You can do the same, my brother, my sister. All it takes is just asking the Lord to come into your life. You say, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard the word that you came and you died for me at the cross of Calvary. I believe that that death was for me. You died in my place. Your blood that was shed from the cross washes away all my sins. I receive the washings of the blood of Jesus. I say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Come into my life and take control of my life. Save me from eternal destruction in hell. Grant me eternal life. I receive it now by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer, my friend, oh, you are a brand new child of God. You are born again. For the Bible says, if a man shall confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, which you have just done, and believe in his heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you are saved by believing in your heart, and you are saved by confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. Amen. Now your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. All you need to do is to follow the instructions of the Word of God, where God wants you to be. As you do, you're going to find a blessed, prosperous time in all that you do for the Lord. Man, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba. I'm sending condolences to the families in the passing of General, Lieutenant General Nobi Simbeye, who's gone to heaven. I heard he was laid to rest in Lusaka, but I pray that may his spirit and soul rest in eternal peace. So may the Father, his grace abound upon all that are listening to me. I bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, be blessed, I pray. Amen. Well, my friend, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba signing off from Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, and telling you, be blessed in the kingdom of God. God bless you, and bye-bye.